AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump sent tariff letters to another 8 countries, but he singled out Brazil for import taxes of 50%, citing its treatment of its former president, Jair Bolsonaro. Hai Panjwani explains.
Trump is specifically tying his tariffs to the trial of Bolsonaro, who's charged with trying to overturn his 2022 election loss. Trump has described Bolsonaro as a friend and hosted the former Brazilian president at his Mar-a-Lago resort when both were in power in 2020.
There's been no sign of a breakthrough on talks over an Israel-Hamas ceasefire and hostage release, President Trump saying,
I think we have a chance this week or next week. Not definitely. There's nothing definite about war and Gaza.
Israeli strikes said to have killed another 40 in Gaza. Russia's latest overnight barrage against Ukraine again topped all previous. Ukrainian officials say it involved 700 drones, including decoys, intended to overwhelm air defenses. U.S. officials tell AP the Pentagon's resumed shipment of weapons to Ukraine that had been put on pause last week. Meanwhile, Emma Burrows reports European intelligence officials say a Russian sabotage campaign is growing.
British prosecutors said Russia's intelligence services were behind a fire at a warehouse in East London storing equipment that was destined for Ukraine. A court convicted 3 men of the arson, while 2 men previously pleaded guilty to organizing it. One of the men involved in the fire in March 2024 recorded it on a cell phone. It destroyed Starlink devices for Ukraine and caused almost $1.5 million in damages. Authorities say the arson's part of a broader campaign of disruption across Europe that Western officials blame on Moscow and its proxies. European intelligence officials told AP they're worried the risk of serious injury or even death is rising as untrained saboteurs are setting fires near homes and businesses, planting explosives in packages or building bombs.
This is AP News. Experts say changes in Earth's climate are making extreme weather events more frequent and severe. But Lisa Dwyer reports they also suggest actions and attitudes aren't keeping up.
Even before the deadly floods in Texas, most Americans who've experienced major flooding in the past 5 years thought climate change was at least a partial cause. Experts are warning against using normalcy-biased statements, such as, that happens all the time, or thinking that extreme events only happen to other people. Weather baselines are shifting. The 10-year summer average of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Extreme Index, which tracks hurricanes, droughts, and high and low temperatures, is 58% higher than it was in the 1980s. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.